I know. I appreciate it. Trust me. No, especially, I mean, especially today, that first period was a fantastic first period. You guys were able to hold off the Badgers, who you knew coming into game two, they were angry and hungry. Talk about the player, your team there in that first period.
Yeah, again, just, you know, we did what we had to do. I thought it was just a real solid period. You're exactly right. We knew that they would come out all gun blazes. It was obvious from their starting lineup. He started his third line last night, and tonight he starts his top guns with Clark and Pankowski, and he put Curl on that line. So, but no, I thought it was an excellent first period. We had a great penalty kill. You know, had some chances, and you know, that's what we talked about. We talked about after that period how important it was to get through it, because they've outscored their opponents by almost 50 goals in the first period throughout the year. So, yeah, 0-0 after one was great. It was obviously the second period was our undoing, and certainly they had a tremendous amount to do with that.
That second period, outshot 13-4. They score those three goals. What was it about the Badgers in that second period that your team was struggling with?
Well, they possessed the puck. They were able to lock us in. Obviously, the long change, that's always tough. And I think the shot attempts were almost 30-9, which is pretty indicative of who had the puck. And again, just you know, we turn the puck over on a breakout. You know, they make a play and they you know, we get a beautiful first goal. They get a power play goal after that, after McLange just does an unbelievable job, blocks one with her hand and is laying out, blocks two more, just doing everything she possibly can. And it was just one of those bang-bang plays where they got a puck from behind the net and they catch Kogan right in front. And so now it's two. That's a, you know, it's obviously a little bigger hole. The third goal is a tough one, obviously. You know, we have full possession of the puck. I think Kara tried to – it was almost like a pool shot. I think if she would have just kept skating – she could have made a direct pass, but it was just, you know, we turned the puck over. It goes from our stick to their stick. And Curl, who's been red hot, you know, followed her own shot and got a rebound. So, yeah, obviously a big hole, but we talked about how last year it was 3-0 with under 10 to go, and we were able to come back. And obviously we took a gamble there when it was a 5-on-3. We thought we'd go 6-on-3, and wouldn't you know, you know, they get that puck that just seemed to take forever to get there. But that's the game. Proud of our effort. Got three big points this weekend, and you know, to get 3 points off Wisconsin obviously is huge. Now we got to go try to get some points at Ohio State.
That chance you took with 9:26 left on the clock in the third, that was so gutsy. But I think Beaver fans would appreciate the fact that at that point you're 5-on-3. Might as well. I mean,
it was just unfortunate because we had possession of the puck, and you know, it's just. Obviously, we didn't have a timeout because I had to use it earlier, and just, you know, to try to get organized with what we wanted to do. But obviously, the players out there, you know, they've been in the situation before. It was, you know, credit Wisconsin. They were able to get a, you know, find a loose puck and you know, launch one the length of the ice.
Next weekend's not going to be easy. Ohio State just scored 9 goals on St. Cloud State this weekend. How do you prepare your team for a long road trip?
Yeah, they're still smart enough for what we did to them here early in the year. So yeah, we know we're going into a hornet's nest. It's a difficult place to play. You know that. It just seems like you're in a little bandbox of arena. But I, you know what? We played well there in the past. I like how we played this weekend. I like how we competed. You know, I told the group, I think we definitely took a step, and we just have to continue that and go down there and see if we can't get some points.
Can take a split with Wisconsin any weekend, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You get greedy. You get that first one. But it's, you know, not many teams have done that. I think Minnesota's probably the only one that's
done both.
Able to pull that feed off.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks so much for coming up to the booth.
You betcha.
We'll figure out what happened the next time around.
No problem.
Thanks so much,
Appreciate
Coach.
Appreciate all your everything you do for us. So it's just a matter of coming up here. That's no problem at all. So thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Coach.